This is Terrio Media.
It ain't what you don't know that gets you into trouble.
It's what you know for sure that just ain't so. You don't have a money problem, you have an idea problem. Welcome to the final frontier, where the average person has a legitimate shot at creating
epic
wealth. Your host, Matt Terrio.
Yes, hello and welcome. Welcome to the Creating Epic Wealth Show, the revolutionary new money show disguised as a real estate show. As real estate is the final frontier where the average person has a legitimate shot at creating epic wealth. You just don't have a chance at any sort of financial freedom unless you incorporate real estate into your financial plan. And if you just don't have the time to do it, nor the desire to take on all of the heavy lifting, then this is just the show for you. So glad you found us. Got a lot of love letters this week. Seems people are listening to the show, so thank you for that. I wouldn't be here if it weren't for you. Now, when I say love letters, some of them were indeed really lovely, and others, most of the others, were among or along the lines, I guess, of, let's just say, they were looking for a reason to love me, as they didn't really like what I've been saying here on the show, and that's okay. I mean, who would speak out against savings? Who would speak out against maxing out your 401k? Or who would speak out against a budget? And who would speak out against, you know, paying off your house? You know, these are my favorite types of people to reach that have these questions. I mean, you don't get to be an agent of change preaching to the choir, right? So without going into too much detail, let me sum up these love letters for you. Basically, who in the hell are you? And what are your credentials? Who made you an expert? And why should I listen to you? So allow me to try and answer that. And the first thing I have to say on the subject is, if everything in your life is peachy keen and the money you make and the money that you have, it allows you to live the exact life that you want, hey, then don't listen to a thing I say. You are doing something right. And at the very least, you are indeed doing something right, what's right for you. So that's the first thing I'm going to say on the subject. If you've got all the money that you need and you're making all the money that you want and you don't have a financial concern, boom, don't listen to me. Okay? I don't want to mess you up. Now, for those that are living below their standards, if you could afford a little bit more in the income department or a little bit more in the freedom department, if you'd like some additional options in life, then it's you who I'm speaking to. So I'll tell you who I am, how I got here, and I'll reveal my credentials. They'll come out in the wash somehow. And, you know, I think back about 12 years ago, and I remember hearing these words. Did you find everything you're looking for? Heard that from the cashier. The groceries come sliding down the track towards me. Paper or plastic? I asked. The customer answers, and I start stuffing groceries into the bags. Cans in the bottom. Keep each bag light enough to carry. Careful with the eggs and the bread. And I'd load up the cart with bags and help the customer out to the parking lot. The hot sun beating down on me. As I'm rolling the cart back into the store, I think, is this really what my life has come to? I mean, I'm 34 years old. I've just lost my music recording company after digital downloads turned the industry on its head. Almost overnight, I've gone from driving a pimped-out Mercedes-Benz to a beat-up Ford. I've gone from hobnobbing with hip-hop moguls to shuffling through a grocery store with grandmas. I gotta find a better plan B, I think. You know, life has a way of blindsiding us with crazy twists and turns, doesn't it? I mean, that was in 2001 when I was scrambling to find a way out of the hole that I had fallen into. I started looking for the idea or the skill that's going to get me back to where I had been financially. I mean, I had had the taste of success, and I knew I needed something with big potential. I needed something epic. Would you believe it was the grocery store manager who planted the very first clue for my future endeavors? He told me real estate had created more millionaires and billionaires than any other industry or investment vehicle. And he went on to explain how real estate is the final frontier where the average person has a legitimate shot at creating wealth. That's where I got my tagline. I've never forgotten that. I was open to ideas from whatever source, and I listened. And it's a good thing that I did, because within a few years, not 40, not 30, not 20, not 10, in just a few years, I had succeeded in not only reclaiming my wealth, but far exceeding it through real estate. And I tell you this story not only because I found a plan B, but also because my do-over proved to be much more than I expected. I mean, you can read the whole story in my first book, Do-Over, but this show isn't about my story. It's about yours. And maybe you are in a place where you need a do-over. Maybe your financial life has not taken you to where you want to be. Perhaps you've heard of the hype about real estate, but you don't have the time, you don't have the money, you don't have the desire or the knowledge to do it, but you know you need it. Or you've tried to follow the advice of certain gurus who promise big and deliver little. Whatever your situation, before we go any further, you must understand this. This is not a real estate show. This is a wealth creation show that uses real estate as the primary vehicle to create that wealth. Real estate is the vehicle of choice because it presents the highest probability for the average person to achieve their wealth goals. My grocery store manager was right. It is the final frontier. Seriously, there are vehicles other than real estate that you could use to create wealth, but you'll find them to not only be more complicated and difficult, but also much slower. Read Ken Fisher's book, 10 Roads to Riches, which clearly explains the 10 roads most traveled by the world's wealthiest people. Go ahead, go read it, go check it out, go read that book. And then I'll meet you right back here when you're done. Because real estate is it. You really don't have a shot unless you get some. I've been learning about real estate and doing it successfully for over a decade. I've been teaching other people how to succeed in real estate for more than half a decade, and I can promise you this, you can do this. Real estate can be your vehicle to financial freedom if you will be teachable, consistent, and persistent, and if you apply the principles and practices that I'll share with you on this show. If you truly want to do this, then you and I, we can and will make it happen. And Pat, perhaps you're wondering why I would produce this show and spend my time teaching others. If I'm so successful in real estate, why would I want to reveal all the secrets, right? Well, I think Picasso said it best. The meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away. You see, it's incredibly rewarding to see people succeed in real estate and move rapidly towards financial independence. And there's enough to go around. Ultimately, if you're privy to something that could help someone else, it's just not cool to keep it to yourself. And perhaps we'll work together to help you achieve your financial dreams. I sincerely hope so. Regardless, this show will give you everything you need to start or restart your journey. From there, though, there are slow ways and fast ways to achieve your goals. My hope is that at some point this show will have created enough value for you that you will want to work with me and my team to get you where you want to be as quickly and as surely as possible. I'm sure you've read financial books or listened to, you know, financial talk radio that taught you a lot, but then kind of left you hanging as far as implementation. Well, that's where this show is different. When you're done listening, I'll typically always provide an option or two on how we or a respected and trusted partner or referral can help you actually do what I'm teaching you on this show. You won't be left alone wondering what to do. We're with you every step of the way and for as far as you want to go. So I do have three options for people who are ready for a referral right now to help them begin and succeed on this journey to financial freedom. Number one, the Epic Pro Academy. And there we teach you everything you need to know to go out and do real estate yourself. Number two, Cashflow Savvy. We do the real estate there with you. We'll hold your hand the entire way. You get to be as hands-on or as hands-off as you'd like. You call the shots. We do the work. We do it with you. Number three, Epic Wealth Fund. And that's where we do all of the real estate for you. Now, one of these paths may be right for you. And I'll discuss these options in more detail as this show rolls along so that you can decide which option is best for you. Whatever you decide is totally okay with me, though. What's more important than you working with us is you understanding the principles and the ideas that create wealth and make real estate the best option for financial success, for your financial success. I remember when I first discovered wealth through real estate wasn't just a possibility, but more of a probability, as long as you took the first step and just kept walking. And I'm going to share that with you right after this.
If opening up your financial statement each month is about as exciting as watching paint dry, the Epic Wealth Fund may be the next investment opportunity for you. The Epic Wealth Fund invests in distressed real estate and shares the profits with its shareholders. If you're an accredited investor who has already enjoyed success elsewhere in their business or investing life, and you're seeking a broader exposure to real estate in your portfolio on a passive basis, the Epic Wealth Fund's executive summary is available for your review. Go to epicwealthfund.com to review the fund's executive summary. Epicwealthfund.com.
Real estate investments involve a high degree of risk. Residential income and returns may vary and are not guaranteed. Past performance is no indication of future performance. Nothing herein shall be construed as investment, tax, legal, or accounting advice.
And now, back to creating your epic wealth.
You know, I remember when I first discovered I really could become wealthy through real estate, that it was far more than just a dream or a theory, but a tangible reality. You know, it was just a few years after my grocery store manager's comment that I did my first deal. After he pointed me in the right direction, it took me a few years to get there. But once I got there, a whole new world opened up for me. And in 2005, I found this little distressed property that looked as if, you know, someone had started to knock it down and just, it looked like it was already a dilapidated building. They started to knock it down and then they just kind of left it. It was obvious someone had run out of funds or they had lost interest mid-project. And so I saw this as my opportunity. The seller was certainly motivated and a great deal was here to be had. At least I was hoping it was going to be a great deal. It looked like it by all measures. And after getting under contract, I offered the deal to one of my contacts. And in the blink of an eye, he took it. The deal was done. And then the work on the property started. It was really moving along really easily. And within 2 weeks of breaking ground, I had placed the property under contract with a new buyer. So I had put no money into the deal at all. I had invested only in education, I built a network, and I did what my mentor told me to do. And after a couple weeks of work, I walked away with a $26,000 check. I made $26,000 on that very first deal, and the light bulb went off. I could find deals. I could do this. I had always thought the money was going to be the challenge. And that held me back from ever really getting started. I had this belief that you have to have money to make money. You've probably had that belief to some degree, right? Or you know somebody who has. You got to have money to make money, right? Wrong. As I learned, what you need determination. You need some drive. You need to be open to learning. You have to get into the game. You got to get on the field. And understand that there is never any lack of money to make it happen, but merely the lack of an idea. And that new idea for me was focus on finding the deal and the money will find you. First, find the deal and the money will find you. With real estate, there are no limits to creative ideas. Thus, there are no limits to the wealth that can be created. Plan B, boom, found. Financial freedom, I'm on my way. Now, I still had a lot to learn, but the confidence from the first deal enabled me to move forward in real estate. And it wasn't long before it went big, epic even. I mean, just imagine how you're going to feel when your first deal comes through. Or maybe you're remembering that feeling because that's already behind you. And if so, you know that the next deal is much easier. And after that, it just gets easier and easier and easier. Something that was seemingly so difficult in the beginning, something that was so scary in the beginning, and now is easy and, you know, and like nothing to worry about. My financial failure in music, it really turned out to be, I think, the best thing that has ever happened to me. It led me to my plan B of real estate investing. Likewise, whatever financial struggles you've experienced could do the same for you. And once you discover real estate as your plan B, or maybe a supplement to your plan A, or if you're already in your plan B, it could be a supplement to that, you'll soon realize it's the only plan you ever need, financially speaking, of course. You know, most people who don't have much money think their lack of money is precisely the problem. If they could just get more money, so they think, all their financial troubles would be solved. Everything would go away. But then it begs the question, why don't they have money in the first place? Could there be something more going on there? I'm here to tell you that a lack of money is never the problem. Rather, the problem is in one's thinking. For your thoughts determine your reality. Change your thoughts and you change your life. You've heard that before, I'm certain. It's somewhat of a cliche. It's been used and abused, but that doesn't make it any less true. Change your thoughts and you change your life. Having said that, I'm going to level with you. Given how many self-help, business, and finance books I've read over the last couple decades, when I get to the inevitable chapter that has to do with one's thinking, I'm right there probably with you. My eyes roll in the back of my head. I'm like, here we go again. We're about to waste a bunch of time on positive thinking or about on the law of attraction, on dreams and vision and all that stuff. Let's just get to the meat. I typically skip these thinking chapters because many of them lead the leader to believe as long as they think happy, positive thoughts, they'll get everything that they've ever wanted. Or they're at least more than halfway there due to their happy, positive thoughts. But thoughts that aren't followed by the right action produce absolutely nothing. But conversely, actions that aren't preceded by the right thoughts can result in missed opportunities or downright trouble, especially in real estate. So I want to talk to you about recognizing and seizing opportunity while staying out of trouble. Specifically, I want to address the essential thoughts that must precede the specific actions that I'm going to teach you in subsequent episodes. If you don't have the right thoughts or mindset for investing, for seeking motivated sellers, for presenting no money down offers, for marketing deals, or for whatever capacity of which you're going to pursue your real estate investments, if you don't have the right thoughts or mindset, you're gonna blow it. Now, I was raised in a family in which we frequently heard the expressions, money doesn't grow on trees, and we can't afford that. My dad's favorite, I remember, do you think I'm made of money? Huh? You think I'm made of money? There was a constant focus on lack. When you are a child, you take that in without question. You know, my first career, music, had its roots in my teenage fascination with breakdancing and hip-hop music. It was just the most amazing thing to me. And, you know, being a middle-class white kid growing up in the suburbs during the 80s, interaction with other kids my age with similar interests? Not so much, very limited. So I took a job, as soon as I turned 16, I took a job at my favorite music store in the city. And I finally established relationships with teens with the same affinity for hip hop. What they didn't share was the same middle class background I took for granted, though. You know, when I was around them, I kind of began to feel ashamed of my comfortable upbringing. And I often played it off like, my family was struggling, just like their families were. They weren't, but I played it off like we were. You know, when I started a music label in my mid-20s, I went out of my way to prove I was struggling to get by. In the beginning, I did struggle, but I overemphasized the struggle because I thought it gave me a little bit of street cred. I was involved, see, with the conscious side of hip-hop as opposed to the bling or the gangsta sides. And in that culture, it wasn't cool to perform your craft for money. We saw it as art, and the motto was be true to the game, and making money was seen as being in it for the wrong reasons, somehow being false to the game. And when my label started to generate some good money, I didn't know what to think or what to do. So I spread the money around with reckless abandon. I sabotaged my own success by doing it the wrong way. I realize now you have to get in order to give. Doing it the other way, it keeps everybody poor, and it keeps the giver in debt. I believe in giving, but you gotta do it the right way. I mean, when I think about it, no wonder I ended up broke at 34 years old. My mind wasn't right about money. So what do you notice about the story so far? What parts are you relating with? Think about that for a minute. We'll be right back.
Do you have doubts about your current plan for retirement actually panning out? Imagine revolutionizing your retirement plan so it pays you right now and in retirement. Change one thing one time, and that revolution can be yours. That's bad news for Wall Street, but great news for you. We're Cash Flow Savvy, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how one simple tweak can cause your retirement plan to pay you right now and in retirement. And it's yours for free. For the secret your financial planner doesn't want you to know, go to CashflowSavvy.com. That's CashflowSavvy.com.
That's it for today. We'll pick up from where we left off right here next week. See you then.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.